Chapter 11. The Kiss. After Mr. Fisher and my mom left, the boy slept for an hour while I got Conrad's books, notes, and computer from the car and found pens and paper. I put everything in the kitchen, then I made some coffee. After the boys woke up, they came into the kitchen. "What?" Conrad said, looking at all his things. Jeremiah smiled at me and said, "You're amazing." I handed them both a cup of coffee. I didn't drink coffee, but I knew that mine was good because I made it for my mother every morning. Jeremiah took a big drink and nodded happily. "Thanks, Belly. This is so nice. Coffee is your specialty." Then Conrad said, "I thought that hot chocolate was your specialty." I stared at him. Did he really just say that? Did he remember being here with me on that one amazing night last December? I had to look away. Then I said, "How do you want to study, Conrad?"
"I don't want to study, so you can decide," he said.
"That's fine," I said. I was ready for this. "You'll read. Jeremiah and I will make notes." I was surprised that Conrad listened. He just picked up a book and started to read. Sitting at the table, studying, he looked like the old Conrad, the one who loved learning and cared about things like exams. I suddenly understood that I missed him. He was only a few feet away, and I missed him more than ever. I watched him, and I thought, "Come back. Be the person I love and remember." When I went to sleep at around 4 a.m., Conrad was still studying at the kitchen table. I woke up early the next morning and went downstairs, and Conrad was in the same place. He was still writing notes. "We're leaving in 20 minutes, so be ready," I said. Conrad said,
"I already am."
Jeremiah had the idea of only taking one car. Jeremiah drove, and I sat in the front with him, while Conrad sat in the back with his books. Of course, I cried as we drove away from the house. I was just glad that I was wearing sunglasses and the boys couldn't see my eyes. But I loved that house, and I hated to say goodbye. It was more than just a house. It was every summer. It was Susanna. We arrived at college, and Conrad left to take his exam. Jeremiah and I bought sandwiches, and we ate them on the grass. Suddenly, he said to me, "Why didn't you come and see me after my mom died?"
I came to the funeral," I said slowly.
Jeremiah looked at me.
"That's not what I mean. I didn't think that you wanted me there yet."
"No, it was because you didn't want to be there," he said. "I wanted you to be there."
He was right. I didn't want to be anywhere near Susanna's house. Thinking about her hurt too much. But the thought of Jeremiah waiting to see me hurt too.
"You're right," I told him. "I'm really sorry." He looked up at the sky.
"It's hard because I want to talk about her, but Conrad doesn't want to, and I can't talk to my dad, and you weren't there either. We all loved her, and no one can talk about her."
"What do you want to say?" I asked.
"I really miss her," he said sadly. "She only died 2 months ago, but it feels like it has been longer. And it also feels like it only happened yesterday." I nodded. That's how it felt for me, too. "And my dad was wrong. It is your house, and it's Laurel's and Steven's. It's all of ours."
I had a strange feeling, like I wanted to reach out and touch his face. I wanted to show him how much I cared.
Words just aren't enough sometimes, and I knew that. But I had to try anyway.
Thank you for saying that.
It's just true, Jeremiah said. We saw Conrad walking fast toward us. His eyes were bright.
That was easy, he said happily.
He smiled, then picked me up and put me over his shoulder. I laughed as he ran around, like he was on the football field.
Put me down, I cried, pulling the bottom of my dress down.
He put me on the ground carefully.
Thanks, he said, his hand still around me, for coming.
Before I could reply, Jeremiah said,
You still have one more, Conrad.
Conrad looked at his watch.
You're right. This will be a quick one. I'll see you guys in about an hour.
As I watched Conrad go, Jeremiah said,
I'm going to find a bathroom. I'll meet you at the car.
Do you want me to wait? I asked, but he was already walking away.
He didn't turn around.
No. Jeremiah and I sat in the car, listening to the radio. It was starting to get dark. I touched my infinity necklace, thinking about Conrad. Sighing, I looked out the window.
Does he ever talk about me? I asked.
Don't do that, Jeremiah said.
Don't do what? I asked.
Don't ask me about him, he said angrily. Jeremiah never spoke to me like that. He never spoke to anyone like that.
What's the matter with you? I said.
He started to say something, and then he stopped. He pulled me toward him and kissed me, hard, and then I was kissing him back. My fingers were in his soft, yellow hair, and my eyes were closed. He kissed me like he was dying, and I could save him. It was desperate. It was like there was no world outside that car, and it was just us. He backed away.
Billy, he said, do you still care about me?
Want me? I asked.
He said, yes, I still. And then we were kissing again.
Jeremiah and I heard a noise next to the car and both looked up at the same time. We jumped back, and there was Conrad, looking straight at us. His face was white. He turned and started to walk away, and then I was on my feet, opening the car door. I didn't look back. I ran after him, calling his name, but he didn't turn around. I took his arm, and he finally looked at me with hate in his eyes.
So, do you like Jeremiah now?
He was trying to hurt me, but he sounded like he was in pain, like he cared about the answer. It made me feel glad, but also sad. I said, does it matter to you if I do? He stared at me. Then he touched the infinity necklace around my neck.
If you like Jeremiah, why are you wearing my necklace?
I found it when we went to your college room. It doesn't mean anything, I said.
You know what it means.
I shook my head. I don't. But of course I did. I remembered him explaining infinity to me. He bought that necklace for me.
Then give it back.
He held out his hand, and I saw that it was shaking.
No,
I said.
It's not yours. I never gave it to you. You just took it.
That's when I finally understood. It wasn't enough to know that he loved me. He had to say the words to me. He had to show me that he cared. But he couldn't. My hands were shaking too,
as I slowly took off the necklace and handed it back to him. He looked surprised for 1 second, and then his face was closed again, like always.
"You can leave now," he said.
When I didn't move, he said,
"Go to Jeremiah. He's the one who wants you."
I don't, and I never did. And then I was running away.